own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Thursday as we inch ever closer to the weekend. Great to be with us, Kevin Wall with you. Of course, Monday we were on Best Of, so we missed Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He is gracious enough to have rescheduled this week, and so he is joining us now in studio. Good morning, Victor. Did you have a good Labor Day?
It was great. Thank you. How was yours?
Mine was great. I did something I've always wanted to do. And I've lived here since 2011. I wanted to go to Searchlight. I went to Searchlight. I found Searchlight.
Did you find Harry Reid?
I did not find Harry. And you know what was weird? That I went to a place called the Roadhouse. It's Terrible's Roadhouse, they call it. And it's kind of the entertainment mecca of Searchlight. It's right like on the main drag. And I asked everybody I knew, you know Harry Reid? You know his family? Did you grow up? Did your uncle know him? Nobody. No, I don't think he ever lived in Searchlight. I think that may be an urban myth.
He just outlived them all, and now he lives in the country club.
Okay, so of course. They haven't seen him. Anthem, of course, next door to Wayne Allen Root. That must be interesting. Anyway, I got to ask you, I'm going to ask everybody that's a columnist for the paper. So I'm going to have to pay for it now? Something I've been getting for free for years now?
Well, you can be, I think, excited that you got it for free for so long. So the RJ, I'll just make a shameless plug, has started a new digital subscription plan. And you should go and subscribe because it's the largest, most reliable news source in the Valley. And you can read some great commentary.
Like maybe yours?
I can't go that far.
next you're going to be pulling a Wayne Allen Root thing on us. Goes shameless self-promotion. I understand that. Let me just ask you, though. Is every newspaper in America going to go that way? Because a lot of them are not.
Yeah, you know, I...
Is that the next logical step?
I think that
in
is
the online
next,
newspaper
that
business?
That is the next logical step is the, you know, everyone thought... Well, the ads can support us, and no, the ads didn't support us. Well, what about the video ads? And now everyone, I think, realizes that, you know, the online advertising is just not as lucrative as the print advertising. And you've got to, you know, you're producing a high-quality product, a product that people want, information about local news. That costs money, you know.
Do you worry that half the people that or of the people that are reading you as of the 5th, that now half as many people are going to be reading your stuff? Do you worry about that? that people will just say, I can't afford it. I got to have my Starbucks and sorry.
Yeah, I think it'll be really, really interesting to see what it does to the traffic numbers. You know, most of the traffic, I think, would come from, you know, the big stories that are pushed on the homepage or from like Drudge links. And I think what the paper is going to do for those stories is just, you know, basically unlock them. And so I think, you know, I don't work on the digital side of the house, so I am just observing. So I think it'll be really interesting to see what it does to the traffic numbers. But, you know, at the same time, traffic doesn't pay the bills. And so, you know, I think having subscriptions and having people who are willing to pay for the content is more valuable to the organization than just raw traffic numbers. Again, I have zero inside knowledge, so that is just all idle speculation.
I just love it. You know, it's something we've all been getting for free. So will you alert me when you're going to do like your five best columns of the month so I can make sure those are my five stories I get for free?
I will. I'll let you know.
Kev, we got a blockbuster coming. You gotta download it. Okay. That's number one for the month. Anyway, Victor Jake's joining us. Three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Big news, of course, the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. Tuesday was like a circus. I mean, like a three-ring circus. It was ugly. And I must tell you, I'm not a big one of these, you know, revere the United States Senate. It's the cooling saucer and all of that stuff. Hey, this was a circus, and it was embarrassing. And the Senate, I think, took a hit because you had not only Chuck Schumer and his folks, badgering the chairman, yelling over the chairman, not seeking recognition, just talking over him. You had the protesters who were being carried out and escorted out and all of that. And to me, it was just unbecoming of the United States Senate.
Well, it really was. I mean, the point is to hear from the guy, ask the guy questions, and it did. It turned into a circus. And I think the key point is, you know, the Democrats' theatrics is kind of inversely proportional to their ability to stop him. And so when you saw that, I mean, 7 seconds, Chuck Grassley is like just starting his opening sentence and, you know, just bland, like, welcome to the hearing. We're going to hear from. And then Kamala Harris launches her 2020 presidential bid by interrupting the chairman. And, you know, there's over 50 interruptions in the first hour from other senators. He didn't even get to give his opening statement until the afternoon. And then, as you said, there were so many people who were yelling and disrupting from the gallery.
And they're still doing it today.
I mean,
don't they run out of people to throw in jail?
Well, I think the problem is they just don't get thrown in jail. I think it's one of those things.
Revolving door. They're in for 20 minutes. Fingerprint them. Get a picture of them. Send them home.
Yeah. So I think what they should do is all of those people who came in and got arrested were on passes from members of the committee. And what they should do is they should just say, look, if someone that you brought in on a pass as a committee member gets arrested or just is disruptive, you don't get any more passes. And so, you know, just clear the hearing room out of people who are going to just be there to protest. And then the other thing is, I mean, you see this with stage protests on the Strip, you know, where people will get arrested for the cameras and then the arrest won't matter. I mean, charge them with something, fine them $250 or something. At least, if we're going to have law enforcement, if we're going to say this is some sort of infraction, well, then you should actually make it an infraction instead of a PR stunt.
You know, I go back to the civil rights days when Dr. Martin Luther King and folks that followed King, when they got arrested, it wasn't just a revolving door. They're out in 20 minutes. They spent two or three nights in jail. They got the crap beat out of them. And I'm not saying any of that's right. I'm saying, but that was the reality. There was a real cost to being arrested. Now, it's like a badge of honor. Hey, I was arrested 3 times last week at the Capitol.
Well, that is. I mean, and I think what you said is right. Obviously, no one is condoning what happened to Dr. Martin Luther King or people in the civil rights era. But to be arrested in that era versus being arrested now is just, it's a completely different thing. It doesn't have the same meaning. It doesn't have the same weight or significance. They're not sacrificing what those men did and women did back in the civil rights era.
I mean, put them in a tank or somewhere or with some hardened criminals and let them spend a night or two. Oh, and then we'll let you out. I mean, that to me, there's got to be a cost to civil disobedience, and the cost right now is not very high.
Yes, and I mean when they're coordinating with police beforehand, and they'll say, I mean, not in this, but you know, on the strip, like with the culinary union, they say, okay, this is when we're going to block traffic, and these are the people you're going to arrest. I mean, this is like the perversion of criminal justice. You know, it should not be, they should not be extras in your PR stunt. You know, either the police should be there to arrest you because you did something wrong, or you should just protest and let the cameras you know, film you just protesting.
Can I ask a question, though? Why is it we're finding out at the White House everybody tapes everybody? Omarosa was taping. Apparently, Bob Woodward taped the president, or maybe the president taped Bob Woodward. I don't know. But everybody's taping everybody. And I guess my question is, when NBC News, I believe it was NBC News, that discovered that apparently there was a conference call over the weekend led by Chuck Schumer, and it had all of these advocates, you know, all of these you know, Code Pink and special interest group and members of the committee to determine what the strategy was going to be going forward on Tuesday. And I guess my question, didn't anybody tape that? Why is it whenever Republicans do stuff like that, it's taped, the New York Times has it, but when Democrats do it, well, yeah, and that was the only reporting on the story was just the one line that there was a meeting over the weekend led by Chuck Schumer on the strategy for Tuesday.
Well, I mean, it could be something where, you know, if you're on a telephone conference call, I don't know what the recording laws are in D.C., but I'm assuming it's a little different if you're on the phone versus if you're in person. And, you know, look at the chaos of the White House. I mean, it's got to go back to Trump. I mean, he promised to kind of be a change agent. And one of the things he changed is, you know, some of the people he brought in. I mean, Omarosa, you know, not really a career policy person. And he kind of brought the style of the chaos and the brashness. And, you know, I think one of the reasons that people are taping, I mean, I think some of it's self-serving. You know, you can go be a millionaire with tapes of the Trump White House.
Omarosa can do a book. She can do a book, and it would not surprise me at all if she's not sitting down with an editor right now going through these tapes and saying, okay, well, this happened on this date, and we were talking about this, and that there'll be an Omarosa book coming out.
I think she already did a book.
Well, there'll be another. There'll be another one that has
season
the tapes
two.
In it.
Season two. Yeah, but I think the other thing is that
Omarosa 2.0.
Trump changes his mind a lot, and you know, and so some of it could just be self-protection in terms of, you know, on Monday you said, you know, let's pursue a revised trade agreement, and on Tuesday you said, you know, trade is bad, and so, you know, some of it is Trump, and he's got to, you know, and I look in the mirror and take some responsibility for that, you know, and what's sad is that the policy side of the last 2 years has been pretty good. I mean, they've rolled back a lot of regulations. They passed the tax cuts. They've got two great Supreme Court justice nominees. But the chaos is just kind of undermining that, which should be a very strong narrative for the White House.
More coming up with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, which is available online for a price. Yeah, you get the first five. You get the first five stories for free. Everything else, they're going to charge you for.
99 cents a month. For
99 cents a month.
$8.99 a month after that. Great deal.
Oh my God! You're selling. You're selling on the air. I can't believe it. More coming up with my buddy Victor Jakes. As we can, I wonder how Wayne will approach this. He'll see an opportunity. Wayne won't be defensive. He'll see an opportunity to sell something. We'll get to that and more coming up. Wayne Allen Root joins us top of the hour, by the way. War now. And you can get his columns for a prize as we continue live and local now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall Special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost, the list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. It's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us every Monday. But, of course, we were on Best Of. I was throwing another shrimp on the Barbie out in Searchlight, and so I couldn't be reached. And, for that matter, neither could Victor. But he agreed to join us today. He'll be back on Monday, by the way. And kind of an inside baseball thing. Victor Jakes writes a column three times a week. But when the head of the editorial page is off, somebody else has to write the editorials for a couple of days. And that's what you've been doing the last couple of days, writing some editorials for the newspaper.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, somebody else, another name brand newspaper, has decided to do editorials too. Their editorial board may have been off because somebody just posted an editorial anonymously. I've never heard of this. This is something, I'm not sure if newspapers do this, if this is a special event, if this is a stunt. Explain exactly what the New York Times did, and somebody within supposedly higher up in the Trump organization essentially trashed the boss and the administration.
Yeah, so yesterday afternoon, the New York Times put up an anonymous op-ed on its website from a, quote, senior administration official. And what the op-ed basically said is that Trump is incompetent and dangerous, and there are people in the administration who are actively working to basically thwart what he wants in order to protect the country. And so, you know, obviously that is a stunning is a stunning op-ed. I mean, that's basically an administrative coup, is what that person is describing. And then, of course, there was the speculation about, well, who is the senior administration official who would have written
Did you
this?
See the bookies are all over this? I mean, the bookies, the offshore bookmakers are all over this thing. And the odds-on favorite is Mike Pence.
Yeah. So what happened is that the person used the word lodestar in the op-ed. And, you know, Pence has used the word lodestar in his speeches. And so people are drawing this connection between... You know, that's the connection, and oh, it has to be Pence. That is completely ludicrous, and the reason is that, I mean, just aside from it being ludicrous on the surface in terms of, you know, the idea that the vice president is undermining the president, if someone at the New York Times knows that Mike Pence is undermining the president, that is going to come out. as much as they say, oh, you know, we promise. I mean, if it was the actual vice president.
And then this is the one I thought about, and I haven't seen it written anywhere. Maybe it's the speechwriter for Mike Pence.
I think that's what you're going to see is that when this person.
He's not
comes
that
out,
senior.
He's not a senior in terms of being a cabinet member or Mike Pence. I mean, the other problem with Mike Pence is, you know, what does the vice president really do on the policy side? I mean, he's basically there to be the president's attack dog, and because the president is his own attack dog, he's, you know, basically just there to help the president do whatever he wants. But it's not like he's pulling levers like a cabinet secretary would do or the secretary of the treasury would do. And so I think when it comes out, it's going to be someone who is under a cabinet person and is like that, is like a senior speechwriter or a senior advisor or just a longtime advisor. What I think this really is this is someone looking for a seven-figure book deal and thinking, look, I could get rich off of this. And to me, the thing that really is just doesn't make sense is that if this is really what you think, that you are saving the country by saving the president from himself, basically, the last thing you are going to do is put it in a New York Times op-ed. Because
coming up, we're going to find out from Victor Chicks, especially when he's running the editorial department, could I get an anonymous op-ed from the Las Vegas Review-Journal? I'll ask him that question and a whole lot more coming up as we continue live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. Victor Jakes, normally he's on Monday, but because of the holiday, he has moved back to Thursday this week. He'll be back in his Monday slot next week. The president counterpunched, as he does all the time, on this anonymous editorial. By the way, because you're running the editorial page right now for the next day or so, okay? Why the head of the editorial page is on vacation. Can I come in and get an anonymous editorial?
Well,
an anonymous op-ed piece. I'd just soon not have my name on it.
No, that will not be happening.
Does that happen anywhere in the country? I mean, I've never seen this.
I have read op-ed pages for the better part of a decade, and I have never seen that. I mean online you'll see it, you know, on websites, but in terms of like a Wall Street Journal, New York Times, I mean, even a local paper. I mean, even the Sun, I don't think has gone to those lengths.
Ooh, we're getting down in the mud. Yeah, I understand that. Tell you what, in our final couple of seconds, and by the way, we're going to be joined by Dale Bellis coming up in just a couple of minutes from libertyhealthshare.org. I want to ask you, this whole thing, these unfit for duty, is this going to go anywhere?
Well, I don't think it's going to go anywhere in terms of, you know, impeachment or in terms of, you know, the Democrats are going to impeach Trump if they take back the House. I mean, that's just inevitable. And I don't think this matters because that was already their plan. I think the way it matters is it creates this kind of sense of chaos around the White House and that people should be worried, even though, you know, practically everything is going very well. The economy is booming. There haven't been terrorist attacks, right? I mean, so these are really strong messages that the administration has, but they're undermined by this sense that, you know, we're barely hanging on by a thread and, you know, there's open revolt in the White House. I mean, that's a disconcerting feeling, thing to project to the American people. And so I think electorally in November, but practically, I mean, I think the policies are what they are.
Victor, always good. Thanks, man. I appreciate you coming in on an off day, and we will talk to you again next Monday.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Let's turn our attention to your health care. A lot of people, now that the kids are back in school, a lot of people, because we're coming up on open enrollment for Obamacare and a lot of other things that are coming up now that we are moving into the fall part of the year. Joining us, as he does from time to time, my buddy Dale Bellis with Liberty Health Share. He was a little sickly last month, but he is back with us. How are you feeling, my friend?
I'm doing wonderfully well. Thanks for asking.
I want to ask you, because I know with the kids back in school, a lot of parents now have a chance to start looking ahead, and they're looking ahead to 2019, and they're looking ahead to increases in premiums, increases in deductibles, and a lot of people are afraid that they're not going to be able to afford Obamacare. Let me just ask you, is this something that you sense? You talk with people not just here in the state of Nevada, but all across the country every day. Is that what you're hearing from folks?
Well, I am indeed. It is a part of the national conversation. It's on everyone's high priority list. In fact, a recent poll that was just released in anticipation of the midterm elections indicated that health care was the number one concern of voters. It just simply indicates that our leaders, our legislators are bewildered with what to do about addressing what is truly becoming a crisis of cost as well as a crisis of conscience in healthcare, and the marketplace, particularly healthcare sharing, does in fact have those answers, and we're proving that model every day.
I know people have heard your commercials for Liberty Health Share. They've heard you on the air. They've heard us talking about this. But I want to ask you the question. Is this maybe the prototype that we need nationally? Will this work on a national basis? Should government be getting into the medical cost-sharing business?
Well, there are certain principles that we employ that certainly can be transferable across the board nationally. First and foremost, frankly, is to turn the dollars that are currently spent for health care into personal finance. That is, so that I have a sense of engagement, control, and the recipient of that money has a direct sense of accountability to me as a consumer. If we really focus on customer-premised solutions to health care, it would transform overnight. The problem is 55% of all America gets their health care from their employer. It is out of sight, out of mind. It's deducted from their paychecks. Whenever they need something done, they just go and get it taken care of. They don't know the cost. They're not associated or connected with it. And it's not until they have to go pay their COBRA premium do they realize the cost of health care. Kevin, that's an issue, and we've got to change it.
I know that when we were talking about instituting Obamacare, that one of the things that they promised all these senators and congresspeople, they always promised, we're going to bend the cost curve of health care down. The fact is, the cost of health care has gone up dramatically in a lot of states. And I want to ask you, when there is accountability, when people really do have skin in the game, as we call it, does the cost of health care go down?
That's been our experience, and we prove it day after day, because it's our money at stake with Liberty HealthShare members, as well as the pockets of our fellow members, and it changes the mentality at the counter. Whenever I'm consuming healthcare, and it's a third party paying the bill, I'm not connected to the expense. I never see a bill. There's no motivation on my part to control those costs. I have a sense of entitlement. And that's why, frankly, healthcare costs continue to rise. It's that factor of overconsumption when somebody else pays the bill. If it's my money, man, it changes the way I see that transaction. I evaluate the costs. I eliminate unnecessary care. I look for ways to not duplicate service. All of those kinds of factors are in play when it's my money.
Dale Bell is joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. And I want to ask you, the number one question I get is always the same. You know, how much? What is it I'm going to end up paying every month? And is it going to be probably less than what I'm paying for Obamacare and the deductibles and all of that stuff?
Well, our members tell us it's about 50% less than what they ordinarily would be spending in a secular health insurance program. It's $299 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family of three or more. We don't count more than three. That money goes into a secure online account. We call it our share box. And then through our proprietary technology, it's matched to another person who has medical bills. So the money doesn't flow and get dispersed from Liberty HealthShare. You see it transparently directed to the person you're assigned to. You can message them with cheer, with encouragement, with prayer, whatever the case may be. And then we cut the checks out of that receiving member's account to the doctors and hospitals, and we're using that methodology to share about $30 million of medical bills every month.
Would you repeat that number? Is it $30
million? $30 million of medical bills every month.
Wow.
We're paying each other's costs. And again, it's about 50% less than what you would ordinarily be paying in a secular health insurance arrangement.
I know that one of the biggest frustrations that I hear from my friends who use Obamacare or Obamacare policies is they don't like the idea of the government telling you what is and is not covered. Who is it that makes that determination with Liberty HealthShare?
Well, it's a twofold issue, frankly. The Affordable Care Act, with all of its mandates and intrusions into this private arena and area of our lives that impacts our values, our ethics, our religious beliefs, has truly proven to be onerous and intrusive. And so, thankfully, under the Liberty HealthShare and healthcare sharing, we're exempt from those kinds of mandates. That's number one. Number two, it's the individual patient that's empowered. They're the ones making the choices and decisions with their doctor, their hospital. We have an entire capability, and our members use it all day, every day, of an advisory service where they will call and say, hey, I've been told to have a CT scan. Is that useful for me? Is that medically important or necessary? We'll advise them regarding medical advisability, as well as where to go get that at the most advisable price, because that's the motivation behind the customer, the individual member in this case, being in charge and in control of the care of their health.
Dale Bell is joining us from Liberty HealthShare. I've always said that a health care plan is only as good as your ability to get in and see a doctor. Do doctors like Liberty HealthShare patients?
Any willing physician or hospital will do, and it's up to the individual member as to which physician they select, which hospital they go to. We don't have any limiting networks. It's at the choice and discretion of the individual member. We support them, advocate for them. We'll call that doctor if they select them and walk that particular practice through the process of how they'll get paid and what Liberty HealthShare is and how it functions. And we do that all day, every day on behalf of our members. It is a exercise of our individual rights and freedom from our perspective as to how we seek medical care.
I'm curious about there are all kinds of new medicine that's out there. Eastern, there's alternative medicine. Does Liberty HealthShare participate in what we would call alternative healthcare?
We posed that very question to our members about 2 years ago. They answered overwhelmingly yes. We need to share in alternative and naturopathic medicine, and so we do. So it is reviewed by a panel of doctors, one of them being a naturopathic MD. If there's a question about that particular treatment and its advisability, but we share in those costs because that's really, again, a part of you and I and any other customer and a patient being in charge of the care of our own health.
If people want to get started. Because I know for some people, they've thought about it. They've called me. They've talked with the family and friends, and they say, you know, this Liberty HealthShare sounds like a really great deal for me and my family. But well, you know, I've been getting employer-based health care for decades. I've been getting Obamacare for 5-6 years, and it's just tough to wean me off of that. How do people get started? Dale, are you there? Okay, we may have just lost Dale Bellis, because that to me is the biggest that is the biggest question, and you know people have been using Obamacare policies or employer based policies, and it's tough maybe to get off the schneid and say, hey, you know, I'm going to try something different, something new. The big question is, and Dale, we have you back on.
Yes,
how do they get started? Give me the process.
The best way is to go to our website, libertyhealthshare.org. There's a place to ask for a free information packet. We call it our decision guide that gets directed or delivered electronically to your email. It's chock full of information and explanation about Liberty HealthShare and its sharing programs. Or just simply call and talk to one of our advisors in our contact center. Just dial the toll-free number. It's easy to remember, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. That'll get you right through to one of our folks there in the contact center, or peruse the pages of the website, the frequently asked questions page. And that's the place to start. You can, in fact, enroll online. Click the Enroll Now button. It's a two-part application, demographic side, and medical history questionnaire. That's submitted, and within 72, 96 hours, someone will be back in touch to walk them through that intake process. And we're seeing, you know, even during this period of the year, 3,000 families on average joining the program every month.
I think that's amazing. And one of the things I love is when I get folks who interact with me either on social media or via text or whatever it might be, or email, and they say, you know what, that Dale Bellis guy is right. I had my approval within 72 hours. And I'm like, Wow. Try getting that kind of satisfaction from the federal government. It just doesn't happen.
Well, we're poised to facilitate the members because it's what they do that's important. So we're not a centralized third-party payer. The individual members and their engagement and participation with one another is really the magic, shall we say, of healthcare sharing. And so we're poised to facilitate and empower them.
Okay, final question. I'm asking for your complete honesty on this one. A couple of weeks ago, we had somebody who purported to be your son, your communications director, but he sounded amazingly like dear old dad. Now, come on. Was it you or was it your son?
It really was, Matt, and I appreciate him pinch-hitting for me while I was struggling with some bronchitis and sounded like a croaking frog.
So, I'll just tell you, he sounded amazingly like the old man. I'll just put it that way.
That's great.
But we'll give you that one. Hey, Dale, always good, man. And again, if folks want to reach out to you at libertyhealthcare.org, how do they go about doing it?
Sure. LibertyHealthShare.org is the place to go. All of those resources are there for information, explanation, the free information packet, the toll-free number, the frequently asked questions page. But just get educated and review the options because that's what life is about. It's about choices, and we're excited to be available.
And see if it's right for you. Hey, Dale, you stay healthy. Thank Matt again for coming on a couple of weeks ago. Really appreciate it.
I sure will, Kevin. Thank you.
We'll talk again soon. Dale Bellis, I love him, from Liberty HealthShare. And I'll tell you what, the more people I talk to, they're really turned on by this medical cost sharing. I think it's absolutely great. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines here in just a couple of minutes. Coming up, what the president said in reaction to an anonymous editorial in no less than the New York Times. You're not going to believe this. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism. And the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's Meowijuana.com. Meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now, the president sent out a tweet yesterday, all caps, treason, question mark. The idea that somebody within his administration would pen an anonymous editorial or op-ed piece in the New York Times saying essentially that the president was out of control, that he was a danger to the country. All of that. And the unemployment rate is down. Jobs are up. Wages are up. African-American unemployment is down. Lowest levels in history. Hispanic, down. Lowest level in history. I mean, you go right through the litany of things that this administration has accomplished. And even if you don't like the process, you've got two conservative Supreme Court justices. One is already on the bench. The other will be soon. I don't know how you can complain. We'll see what you think. We'll see what Wayne Allen Root thinks, because he'll be joining us next. I'll also ask about this thing of charging for the RJ online. Is that un-American or something else? We'll talk about that. And a whole lot more coming up live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.